Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I know a lot of folks are paying attention to the race to replace me in Florida's 1st Congressional District, and it looks like there's going to be really a lot of talent in that race. Here's what I just wanted to share as an observation. Jimmy Patronis just resigned as the Chief Financial Officer of the state to come and seek this position. And this should validate the people of Florida's 1st District. Here's why. This guy was a statewide elected official.
So, we had this forum in Navarre the other day on Monday, and eight people in person of the 10 Republicans, plus one on the phone, Jimmy Patronis, and then he wasn't on the phone at all after a little while. They go for 2.5 hours, and they have a conversation about who's the most MAGA, who is the natural heir to Matt Gaetz, who is the most Trumpy, and that's the conversation, basically. Who can more outrageously the other person? Gene Valentino, former county commissioner. I'll get rid of income taxes. Stop it. Come on. Every single call, every single voicemail. Oh, yeah, he's the one leaving your voicemails on the phone, by the way. Who leaves voicemails? Anyway, Rudman previously, I'm the natural heir to Matt Gaetz' throne or whatever. Okay. First of all, you cannot claim to be the natural heir to Matt Gaetz' throne when Matt Gaetz endorsed somebody else. Well, I didn't know at the time he was gonna. Yeah, so unsay it. I guess I'm not the natural heir to Matt Gaetz' throne. Okay, fine. So this is where we're at. You got this, like, short time window of 6 weeks before the primary. And everybody knows that the only thing that matters is the people who show up in the primary on the Republican side, because the NPAs and the write-ins and the one Democrat have no chance of winning this race. Unless the Democrats massively turn out their base. There are so few people that are going to participate in this election as a non-anything. It's all we're doing is picking a congressional, the general, on April 1st, okay? Not the primary, but in the general election. If the turnout in that election is low enough, then despite the fact that this is such a heavy Republican district, it won't matter. Because you don't have to beat the district, you just have to beat the Republicans who show up. So it's entirely possible on a mathematical basis that if the Democrats really activate, I mean really get out their voters on April 1st in the general election, they could beat the Republican nominee. I'm not saying it will. I'm not even predicting it's likely. I'm just saying if I'm a Democrat and I'm really going to get serious about this race, that's what I think about, is that possibility. Okay. Now, they're going to be up against probably the most likely to have to say winner of the general primary at this point, or the primary at this point, would be Jimmy Patronis. He got $10 million to spend. He's going to spend it, you would think, but I digress. The primary is, you know, Jimmy Patronis as the CFO, who's gotten Trump's endorsement, who's gotten DeSantis' endorsement, I think, if he hasn't yet. I believe he has, okay? He's gotten Matt Gaetz's endorsement, you know, Alex Andrade's endorsement, Frank White's endorsement, Michelle Salzman's endorsement. For goodness sakes, D.C. Reeves actually endorsed him yesterday in the, it was yesterday. In the, I've been listening to a lot of D.C. lately. I was listening to the State of the City address from last week, and then also listening to his press conference yesterday. But he got asked this very question, you know, who do you like? And he's like, well, I think, am I going to make an endorsement? I guess I am, right here on the news conference.
Mayor, are you going to endorse anyone for Congress?
I might. I might. Listen, I think if anybody can appreciate what it takes to run for office, it's me. Anybody who's been in it and knows the work that it takes and all that.
Well, don't hold on to the secret, brother.
I'll tell you, I am I'm a big supporter of Jimmy Patronis. I've known him for a while. He's a hospitality guy, like I was. I absolutely think he would do a great job for us. I would say that, I'll be supporting Jimmy.
Okay, so he's on board with Jimmy Patronis. Everybody who's endorsing anybody is on board with Jimmy Patronis. And now Matt Gaetz, as you heard from the other day, which, by the way, I didn't think it was Matt at first. I saw he had endorsed, and then I went to watch the video, and I went to his page, and I skipped right past that video because it was Matt Gaetz in a T-shirt and a baseball hat. Like, not even a team hat, but like some just generic baseball hat. And I kept looking for Matt Gaetz because I've never seen Matt wear a baseball hat. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I think that's Matt Gaetz. Oh, sure enough, it is. Okay. So we're in a place where all of the others are former competitors against Matt. They all want to pretend to be Matt's natural replacement. And of course, he's endorsing Jimmy Patronis. They all want to pretend to be Trump's pick, but Trump's endorsed Jimmy Patronis. Nobody that I know of has really said, I'm a DeSantis guy. But DeSantis, the big players in the Republican Party are all saying Jimmy Patronis. But this video from Matt Gaetz was so weak. It was almost insultingly dumb. And I like Jimmy a lot. I think he's a very capable guy. I like Matt a lot. I think he's a very capable guy. But this video was so weird from Matt Gaetz. It's almost like a hostage endorsement video. Like it almost, all right, son, we need you to go in front of this camera and make a video for Jimmy Patronis. Here goes.
His bosses ranged from Key West all the way up to Jacksonville, all the way to the end of Perdido Key. And he is willing to trade a statewide elected position because Florida One is that special.
You people are so special that even though he doesn't live in your district and you don't have to under the Constitution, you do not have to under the Constitution, very close. He's like 13 miles out of the district. I mean, it's not far. He's a panhandle boy, okay? Don't get me wrong. He's local enough in the sense of he's not like from Miami or Orlando, okay? He just doesn't happen to live in these boundaries. They could have been drawn differently. He could have, but it's, be right at the edge. Keep in mind, Matt Gaetz is from Niceville. That's in district, but it's, not Pensacola. It's not Gulf Breeze. It's not Milton. It's, Niceville. He picked you. Because you're special. Like, we should feel honored that Jimmy Patronis picked us. He gave up being the CFO of the state to pick us. Now, I don't think Jimmy's making that case, but to hear Matt make such a weak argument, the reason Jimmy is picking us is because we're available. Right? I mean, if his district were available, he'd be running in his district. But his district is locked up. Ours is open. Well, the girl I really like, But then there's this other girl just got divorced. I'm in. And he could have dated any girl in the state. But you freshly divorced, he's with you. it's such a weird argument. You're so special. The guy's giving up. Oh, he's giving up statewide office. He's going to be termed out in 2 years. He's term limited out in 2 years. He can't keep that job past 2 years. And the next most likely set of jobs, senator, he's not really even in the consideration for, even though I think he'd be a good senator. We're talking about Laura Trump and whoever now, okay, but it's fine. Governor would have been the natural one, but the powers that be or he has decided that he can't win the governor slot, so it's going to be probably Matt is going to try for that, and I don't know who else is going to be, Wilton Simpson has expressed interest. I'm still befuddled by why Jimmy wouldn't try for the governorship. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll go for Congress, and if he wins, he'll go for governor. I don't know. But here's how I read it, okay? I think Jimmy Patronis looks at the open seat in Congress. He's going to lose his CFO job in 2 years. He wants to stay in politics, and he's a good guy. He's very capable. This is all sounding like it's anti-Jimmy, and it's really not. I just think the whole system of making us feel like this is being forced on us is becoming outrageous. And he would make a good congressman. No doubt about it. Okay, But he's looking at that and he says, well, I can be in Congress for life if I just win this seat, because he probably can be. All he's got to do is beat these nine people and then beat the Democrat, and then he's probably in that seat for as long as he likes. And if he doesn't think he can win the governor's seat in 2 years, doesn't have to run for it. He can just continually run for real. And he and his family are going to move here. I mean, he's obviously going to move here. He's even said so. But still, Matt's argument is, don't you guys realize how blessed you are?
You are so wonderful. A community made up of active duty military, veterans, patriotic Americans who love our country as we should. And so I just think, however the race goes, whoever ends up winning, I know the people of our district will produce a great member of Congress.
Okay. Yeah, but why the smarm, bro? It's just so it doesn't even sound like him when he's normally making an argument. And trust me, I have interviewed Matt hundreds, I don't know, probably not 1,000 times, probably hundreds of times. So it struck me such a weird off-key note.
But it is significant that someone wants to serve you so much that they would resign a statewide elected position. I don't know that that's ever happened. I don't know that anyone has ever done that to pursue a seat in Congress. And I think it says something about Florida One and how amazing you are.
Oh, man, it's just so weird. And then I'll be honest, even the way he kind of ended this thing was also just kind of odd. And again, just in case it skips a notice, I'm a Petronas fan and I'm a Matt Gaetz fan. But this video was just so weird.
It's the honor of my life for 8 years to serve you in Congress, and 6 years before that in the state legislature. I've got a big announcement coming tomorrow. And beyond that, we are so excited about what we're going to do to back President Trump, to vindicate his agenda far and wide, and to do so in a way that always reflects the terrific lessons and values that I've learned in Niceville, Florida.
Okay. All right. Now, John, you've probably not heard this video before I'm playing it.
I haven't.
Thoughts?
I'm just confused.
It's all so weird.
It is.
All so weird. So we got these nine people who all want to be more Matt Gaetz than Matt Gaetz, who's endorsing Jimmy Petronas. They all want to be more Trump than Trump, who's endorsing Jimmy Petronas. Theoretically, they all want to be more DeSantis, and same formula. Okay, so... And then we got Jimmy, who's getting weird hostage endorsement videos from Matt Gaetz. Like, I don't know what to make of all this.
Hostage endorsement. I mean,
just come on, man. And listen, I know Matt pretty well. I think Matt's dying if he's listening to this, because he's like, yeah, bro. Oh, don't you know what he gave up to date you? 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you need to get your import serviced, your BMW, your Lexus, your Mercedes, your Audi, your Genesis, whatever, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they'll take care of you. You don't have to go to the dealership. Just go to Bobby Likas. You might think you got to go to the place where they're the dealership because they're the only ones who know how to work on those cars. Not true. Bobby Likas, they work on these vehicles all the time. In fact, a federal law protects you in not having to go to the dealership. You got domestics, you got a Chevy, a Ford, a Dodge, whatever. You know, they work on those cars too, of course. You know, no problem. Whether it's a diesel engine, gas engine, whatever, the philosophy of Bobby Likas is they want to take care of you when it's not a problem. Like the routine scheduled maintenance. Like the website, the philosophy is in the website. Carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Like, you know, you take your body, a complex mechanical system that heals itself, to the doctor periodically to check in. You know, just like that, you should go to the Bobby Likas periodically to check in. And your car is a complex mechanical system that does not heal itself. So go there, have them look it over and avert the big problem. See him when the car is healthy, so you don't have to bring it to him when it's broken. They now have a second location, by the way, the old location on Davis Highway, the second location now on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. They also service fleet, so if you have a company, you have a fleet, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service at both locations, Davis Highway and Highway 29.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Says Christmas like Twisted Sister. 526 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I could almost be like the TK voice kind of guy, like, oh, Twisted Sister is here, because I got a like Dietrich Bader, you know, is doing radio. I had a cold last couple of days, and it's kind of coming and going and doing its weird, funky thing with me. But you know, I do have a little bit of the deeper voice this morning for whatever reason. Oh, by the way, I was quick looking because I had thought, and I apologize. I had thought DeSantis had endorsed Petronas, and I do not see anywhere that I can verify that. So I'll take it back. I don't think DeSantis has endorsed Petronas yet. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't. That'd actually be kind of weird. That'd be very surprising if he doesn't. But, you know, I don't think I have seen it. And if he has, I apologize. And I just, you know, either way. 527 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning. Firefighters continuing to deal with that wildfire in Southern California. So far, that's destroyed homes and sent thousands of people out of their residences. The Franklin Fire broke out in Malibu late on Monday night. It quickly grew to about 3,000 acres as of late last night. Parts of the Northeast might be hit by a bomb cyclone again today. There's that scary weather terminology.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know it's real? Because they've ratcheted up the language. Go on.
Absolutely. Forecasters warn that the massive storm system is developing quickly and moving north off the Atlantic Ocean towards eastern Canada. It could produce heavy rain and powerful winds. So the bomb cyclone is on the way. Caitlin Clark is Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. The former Iowa Hawkeye, current Indiana Fever guard, had a historic 2024. She broke the NCAA career scoring record in the spring, then won the WNBA Rookie of the Year in the fall.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, okay, so I will tell you in advance, I haven't watched this meeting, but I kind of know the outcome. The Milton City Council had their first meeting of the new council. They swore in the new council members yesterday. You know, the clean sweep of the incumbents all got voted out for people who were Pitchfork Posse approved. I don't know how else to describe it. That's true. So the Pitchfork Posse that's been complaining about the wastewater treatment plant, which they have said all kinds of untrue things about that, and some true, okay, but also many things that have been very misleading about that plant, including that that they were going to discharge into the Blackwater, or that it was their word that there's going to be some catastrophic failure of the wastewater treatment plant, and the overflow areas around the plant are going to exceed, and it's going to, again, go into the Blackwater River. It's just, I mean, it's been crazy, the things that have been said about this plant and that have been told the public. But they won. Politically, they won. The Pitchfork Posse, you know, Pam Mitchell et al., they win. You know, Lauren Cooper, Jerry Cooey, Sherry Chapman, they won. They got their people in. And last night, they got their first victory. Totally scrapped everything. Scrapped everything. So the city of Milton just lost $50 million. Elections have consequences. That's it. No good news. Oh, no, there is good news. Milton and East Milton is definitely going to have to build more septic tanks now. Congratulations. More pollution from septic tanks. Well done. Good stuff. Way to win. Y'all are the best. That's unbelievable. You've seen on Channel 3 has been actually doing good coverage of this, so I appreciate them. The woman with the kind of, it kind of looks from the camera angle like she's wearing the halo of the Milton City Seal around her head. And she really is. I hate to say it, but she really is an angel. She used to be the grants person. She's the one that got the $50 million. And now that all goes away. If she keeps that job, I mean, she may not be able to quit, but I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't stay. The new city council basically took all the work she's been putting in for the last, what, 4 years and said, nah, screw you, we don't care. It's, hey, look, elections have consequences.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The man charged with murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week, Luigi Mangione, is fighting an extradition order to be sent back to New York City from Pennsylvania, where he's in custody.
He was also denied bail. Now, inside court, Mangione tried to also interrupt before his new defense attorney pointed at him and said, quote, don't say a word. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she will sign a warrant to ensure Mangione is extradited, but it could take up to 30 days.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Cher and Dick Van Dyke are among thousands forced from their homes in Malibu, California, by an out-of-control wildfire that spread to nearly 5 square miles since breaking out Monday night.
Gather all your important items, documents, and medications in case you have to leave your residence.
Sheriff's Captain Jennifer C. To around 20,000 people are under evacuation orders or warnings. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It is 55 degrees right now, cloudy skies in Pensacola today. Three family members all facing charges after an altercation with Pensacola police outside of Seville Quarter last month. 38-year-old Lindsay Spencer, 28-year-old Bishop Spencer, and 23-year-old Caden Spencer were all arrested on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. According to a report, that all started November 29th when one family member attempted to get into Seville but was stopped by a PPD officer, told he couldn't go in because he was too drunk. That led to an altercation between that family member and the officer. Then the other two family members got involved. Bishop is held on $40,000 bond. Caden and Lindsay have both been released on $5,000 bond. A policy limiting social media for Escambia County commissioners will be discussed tomorrow. That policy is similar to one that the board had for more than a decade, but it was lifted in 2019. Former Commissioner Jeff Burgosh was on the board at the time. He tells Channel 3 it was a difficult policy to enforce.
It really infringed on the constitutional rights of the individual board members. I mean, it's difficult to say, you cannot do social media when every elected official in the country does it. And there was no method by which the board could prosecute another board member. I mean, we're all, at that time, I was a constitutional officer. I did not support the enactment of that policy because I think communications with constituents, the more the better.
Burgosh was on the board when that policy was lifted. He ran his own online blog for several years where he wrote about hot button county issues such as the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office and OLF 8 development. If approved, the commissioners wouldn't be allowed to do their county business on any personal email accounts, use phones during meetings, and their presence on social media would be limited. They'll be discussing that at their meeting tomorrow. 150 newly arrived immigrants in Broward County public schools took part in the Rally to Tally for New Floridians. Spokeswoman Osiris De La Rios says the four-day field trip gave students the opportunity to see how the legislative system works.
They work on agendas, they work on proposals, they amend them, they work on it, and then they propose it and they go in front of the Capitol. They propose it to some of the legislators there.
And the goal is to bring the democratic process to life for students who are learning about state history and government. The students will also tour the state capitol and four universities, including the University of Florida, as part of that. Well, there seems to be more questions than answers about what's going to happen in Syria after the downfall of Bashar al-Assad. Florida International University's Dr. Eric Lobb says could be tricky since the rebel leader Abu Muhammad al-Jalani has terrorist ties and was once affiliated with al-Qaeda.
On the surface, they've somewhat moderated to try to unify groups together and to try to make their message more appealing, not just domestically or internally inside Syria, but even internationally.
And Lobb says the takeover will be looked at as a strategic loss for Iran because Syria was their most dependable ally in the region. It's 5:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Showers come to an end early this morning with temperatures dropping 57 degrees for your high with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 38. Staying chilly for that Thursday with a high near 55 degrees, sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. For Friday, high near 61 with mostly sunny skies. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 55 right now across the area. We've got cloudy skies. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right. Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Nine, we light the Hanukkah candles from left to right.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. From all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Happy Hanukkah. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on a Wednesday morning. Cold today, by the way, if you didn't realize it was going to drop 20 degrees. It did.
I had no clue.
Happy day.
I know.
73, 53, woohoo. And it's going to be cold the next couple of days, so just be aware.
Thank you. Yesterday,
I had a chance to talk to Sheriff Chip Simmons, as we always do on a Tuesday. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. Did you feel personally attacked by that? Because we had a promo.
I heard the Grinch stuff. I thought it was because of my green outfit.
We had a promo running that had the Grinch music, you know, which has been stuck in my head since yesterday for whatever reason. And you're wearing green, and, you know, you looked like, is that for me?
the Grinch has made probably one of the greater comebacks. You know, he was a bad guy. And
yes.
Now he's
despicable.
He's a good guy. Now he's one of the best sellers.
Now he's the hero.
Christmas.
Yeah, he's the villain everybody wants to love.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of women probably want to date him.
Grinch, there's all kinds of stuff.
Right. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about this. There was a shooting at the Pine Forest McDonald's or near the Pine Forest McDonald's. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it took place on the property of McDonald's.
Okay.
I don't think anything to do with McDonald's. No,
yeah, right. It just happened to be there. Right.
The details are sketchy, as I'm prone to say.
First time ever.
Yeah. But someone gets shot in the leg and they limp themselves across the street to the ER, which happens to be over there. So
sort
we get
convenient.
There. Yeah, it's convenient. Yeah.
And then what?
Unfortunate, the non-life-threatening injuries. We talked to the victim who was, we're trying to piece together exactly what happened. But we do have a suspect in this case, and we'll probably be putting in for an affidavit or a warrant for him here today. So we should have the name, and we get that. We'll get that information out today.
Okay, so drug-related feud, people in bad
moods.
It was actually
moods. On Blue Angel, by the way. It was on
Blue Forest. Angel, not on, yeah. Thank you. What did I say?
Pine Forest.
Pine Forest, thank you. I mean, self-defense, we don't know. Still kind of...
No, again, all I can say is the details are sketchy.
Okay.
And people that are listening know when I say details are sketchy, it means the person that got shot ain't... We don't believe...
This wasn't an angel
all of
and
what
a bad
they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the accounts you're getting are not.
Yeah, it's not random. It's not over, McNuggets or anything like that.
Wait.
That I'm aware of, to be honest. Why would you hide that fact?
Yeah, I know. We also had another shooting, sort of similar, although this one didn't happen to be over McNuggets either. And a McDonald's, in Montclair on Florel Way. Yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, Florel Way. I got this overnight. A guy reported that he was had been shot by another guy. He and another guy were in an argument or a disturbance of some sort out in the driveway, and then witnesses heard a shot, and then the victim ended up running from the scene. We did do a canine track, but we were unable to locate the bad guy. The details are sketchy.
I'm noticing a theme.
Yeah, as what we'll tell you. So
this person did not show up at the ER.
This person did well. Does not show up at, and certainly not that ER. I don't know what ER they showed up at. I'm certain that they got some sort of attention for a gunshot wound.
And this was also a leg wound, right?
This is also a leg wound. So I don't know if they're intentionally shooting at the legs.
I was gonna say. I mean, you all say you can't shoot at somebody's legs. You know, you got to go center mass. Looks like these sketchy characters are able to pull off the leg shot.
Details are sketchy. Details, Andrew, are sketchy.
The look of, I don't know, it's somewhere between contempt and smirking that I'm getting from you right now is my favorite. It's the
you
best
typically
ever.
Get that from me.
It's excellent. In Century, I think, is where this took place. You had a traffic stop that led to a meth bust and a meth bust and a meth bust and more meth. And like meth just kept coming out of this woman's clothing and body and God knows what else.
Yeah, and then try smuggling more meth. So we stopped a 52-year-old woman, arrested her on multiple drug charges after we caught her with methamphetamine Sunday during a traffic stop. On the arrest report, of course, it says that we charged her with all those things, took her into custody after we pulled over her Jeep. She was driving for mismatched tags, which you can't do that. You got to have the right tag on the proper vehicle. During the search, we found a couple of plastic bags containing 5 grams of methamphetamines under the passenger seat where Parker was sitting. She was, transported to the county jail. During a search at the jail, corrections officers found 3 more plastic bags containing hidden meth in Parker's pants, according to the report. Total weight, 28 grams, which is a pretty good amount of methamphetamines. An estimated 5 grams lost on the jail floor and backseat of the car. So a lot of methamphetamines.
She was like walking warehouse, like a walking pharmacy or something here. Well, baggy here, baggy there, more baggies there.
Yeah, it sounds actually like she was a passenger in the car, I guess. But it was found under the seat. But it's hard when you go into the jail and they find methamphetamines in your pants. It's hard to say I didn't have anything to do with any of it.
I'm just holding it for a friend.
This ain't my pants.
These aren't my pants. So I'm reluctant to bring up this subject, but it has kind of come to light in from an unexpected direction. You and I had talked a little bit off the air before the election because we have these concealed carry laws, right? And one of the places where it is prohibited to conceal carry is a polling place.
Right.
And that's a problem for me because I think you should be confident, safe, and secure when you go to the polling place that if something happens, God forbid, you can defend yourself and other people if somebody shows up and tries to do something bad, because that has happened. There was actually a case where somebody went and tried to, you know, had a plan to shoot up a polling place, and they're like, oh, this is bad. In Florida, it's prohibited to carry a gun at a polling place, something which can be changed.
Right.
You're obviously not going to station sheriff's deputies at every polling place. There's too many polling places. It'd be too expensive, prohibitive, whatever. Well, so I had actually suggested to one of our legislators that, you know, we look into changing that. Well, Joel Rudman, not the person I suggested it to, has filed a bill allowing open carry, getting rid of red flag laws, and buried kind of in and amongst the other elements of that law proposed. And, of course, he's leaving office. This is a political stunt. It's not going to get passed. I mean, all of that. But just as a matter of talking about it, we're now 2 years out from the next election. Let's see this happen. I guess we got the primary coming up, whatever. Would you like to see that, like, to allow polling places to be a place where people can conceal carry? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does make sense to me, that you can take out that prohibition on concealed carry at a polling place. Again, we have crazy people out there, and crazy people make threats. And during elections, we receive threats, and we're aware of threats that I'm going to stop that election. And where do they target? Polling places. They target elections because they think that, A, something's stolen, something's not stolen, that something's not done right, and everyone's to blame. So there are some threats to those polling places. So I take off my sheriff uniform for a second, and I'm thinking I would like to have a concealed carry weapon at a polling place, just
right,
like I would at a grocery store.
Right.
So I think that I would support removing that prohibition on now still concealed carry, but
we'll talk about the open carry in a second. Yeah, but no, it strikes me as particularly weird that if you wanted to protect yourself at a polling place, you'd have to violate the law, which would be a felony, which would mean you'd lose the ability to vote.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their rationale was when they decided to add all, you know, because you add a piece to the legislation, add a piece of legislation, and then we all come, okay, I can live with that if you can live with this. What? I'm not sure what they were thinking with regards to that. I can see a judicial building. I can see, you know, a bar where alcohol is served.
Of course.
You got different things. I'm not sure why a polling place made it.
Yeah, especially because, you know, the exercise of democracy is kind of like core freedoms, right? And
exactly.
Second Amendment makes sense there. Open carry, something that perennially comes up. Again, this is clearly a campaign stunt that Joel Rudman is trying to get this, you know, out in the open. Like, you know, he's a pro-gun guy, and so in his run for Congress, right? But still, the issue, open carry. I know you are a big supporter of concealed carry. We now have permitless concealed carry in the state of Florida. As long as you're eligible for a permit, you're allowed to conceal carry without one. Open carry, I've lived in states where we had it. It was, you know, no big deal to me, but your thoughts?
I'm not a fan at this point. I'd have to read the legislation if it ever gets to that level. I know that we've had many conversations about it at the Florida Sheriff's Association. Sheriffs all gather together and talk about it, and almost none of them are for open carry.
Interesting. But they all support concealed carry.
Almost all of them support concealed carry. I don't understand why you can't get what you want with a concealed carry. I don't know why you have to show off your gun on the outside. I just don't.
Well,
and allow someone else to be able to grab that gun and take it from you.
For me, it's a matter of convenience and deterrence, frankly. And it's more of a matter, I would think, that people can make the choice. Do they want to conceal or do they want to open carry? Because, like I said, I've lived places, and it's weird for a little while, and then you just get used to it.
I was on vacation a couple years ago, and I noticed someone was carrying an open, and I took a double take.
Right.
And again, it's you have to understand who you're talking about. You're not just talking about preachers that are going to be open carrying. You're talking about a lot of people. And I just don't know what the need is for that. I agree with you with the convenience, but I'm not there yet.
I got you.
I'd have to read it, and there might be some ways that I can get there.
Red flag laws, another part that's targeted in this, again, stunt legislation. But do you find the red flag law useful?
I'm not a fan of government taking someone's guns. I am not a fan of that. But I the things that we have seen, the things that we encounter out there in the street, is that there are people that have what I'll call bona fide mental health problems. Mm-hmm. And they have either made threats. These red flag laws, what to do is they provide an avenue for a law enforcement agency to petition a judge to take weapons for a certain period of time. There are hearings, there are rehearings, there are all these protections and safeguards. It's not like we can just decide we're going to take their gun and keep them. That's not what it is. But what it does do is it provides an avenue where if someone has made threats, someone is a bona fide danger, they are under, they have some sort of a breakdown, that they can't just get their gun right away. They'll have to just petition the judge to get those guns back. We very, very rarely use the red flag laws. And when we do petition a judge for the seizure or the continued holding of a weapon, it is vetted very, very strenuously.
How many times since Parkland?
I'd probably
in
say
Escambia County.
Probably 15 times, I'd
okay.
say.
Okay, so
in the
really
years that
rare.
This happened. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, it's not just that we have to do. That we say, okay, we're going to keep it. What we do is we go before a judge, and that judge determines whether they keep the guns or get the guns, or for how long. The judge has a lot of leeway in what they do with these weapons. We don't want their weapons. We don't want your guns. We're not keeping them. We're not using them. We're not doing anything like that. It's just there is such a – you've seen a lot of these after the fact type of critiques on Parkland.
Should have known.
Right. This guy was crazy. This guy was making threats, and you just did nothing. Well, we are doing something if we have this knowledge, this information. If the guy that shot the CEO up there, if he had been online making threats and law enforcement had contacted him, and they think, oh, you know what, this guy is a danger to people, or the terrorist at Pensacola NAS,
right?
And we did nothing, then people would wonder, why did you let him go with those guns? He was clearly unstable. Well, this does give us an avenue to address those things. And it's not just up to law enforcement. It is up to a judge.
Very good. Last thing is it's Christmas coming up soon. Shop with a cop?
Shop with a cop, December the 20th. The names have been filled. We've been working with the school district and with the teachers providing us names because they have a pretty good understanding of some of the needs.
For people who just don't know, like they've never heard of this, maybe they're new to town or something, what is it?
Well, Shop a Cop with a Cot is our way of having Christmas for people that may not have the Christmas that we all imagine in our heads. And Ken Simmons runs the Shop with a Cop program and has for 15, 16 years at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Basically, and it's evolved, but basically we go – we used to go with the kids and shop for what they want through a retail store or a Walmart or Target. But now what we'll do is we'll go and shop. We get a list of what they want. We shop for them, and they come to the sheriff's office. We decorate our big training room down there in what we call Winter Wonderland. And then they will come up there, and we have so many great sponsors. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation basically puts it on because the donations run through the foundation. And then all of our sponsors are on the banner, and they show up. And again, to see the kids' faces, there's food we give to them. Actually, I think Walmart gives them a little gift bag as well. So it's really a cool thing. And we'll end up doing it to probably 35 kids in our area. And it's our way of giving back. It's our way of caring about our community and showing that we want to be a part of the community. We want to be a part of making our community better.
I remember when it was done at the Walmart across the street, and it was like controlled crazy chaos.
Yeah, we'd march over there.
Emphasis on the crazy rather than on the controlled. But it was fun, and of course, I think it actually makes more sense to do it this way. I haven't had a chance to watch. I've seen some of the photos and stuff, but I just think it's a wonderful thing, a bit of outreach and all that kind of community policing engagement. Touch a truck, touch a cop, be around, just, kind of familiarize and not be so separated from people. And just doing a nice thing at Christmas, obviously doing a nice thing. It's great.
It's
got to be like the best thing you guys do, the most satisfying thing you do.
And a lot of times the most satisfying things are the things that, that take the most coordination, the most work. And so if anyone wants to give, they certainly can. They can contact the foundation to give. We pretty much have it set for this year, but what we do is we continue to raise money throughout the year so that we can have this. Everyone wants to give during Christmas, but we can take donations throughout the year.
Very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do for the community and keeping us safe and keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 554 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide where to go, my own personal experience with Frontier has just completely shaped my view of them as a used car place because You know, we basically went there several years ago because we were looking to test drive a car, not to buy, just to test drive. We could not find the car because the kind of cars that we want to buy are cars that are just like 2 or 3 years old with like one owner. And we wanted to test drive it before we bought it because we weren't ready to buy just yet, but we wanted to make sure it was what we wanted. And they were changing model years, you know, so it was like becoming a different car. And so it was really hard. They had it. They had a Honda Odyssey of exactly the one that we wanted, but we weren't going to buy it. So we test drove it and we liked it. And they said, you want to look at a price? And we're like, I guess we're not buying a car. Oh, that's a good price. Well, can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. And they literally were like, can you come down just a little bit more? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can we buy it? Like it was really that easy. And then, you know, they follow up 6 months and a year after we buy the car. Is there anything wrong with it? And then they wind up replacing one of the keys that didn't work on them, like for free, a year after we bought the car. Who does that as a used car dealer? Well, Frontier does. Because they're not trying to sell you a car and then never see you again. They're trying to sell you a car and see you again when you need another car. And another car and another car and another. And that, I mean, they got me, you know, because I love the way they do business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's always Sunny's. Join Elder Scott today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear about Sunny's barbecue events in the Pensacola community. Win some amazing prizes and hear how Sunny's barbecue is building a strong Pensacola, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Hey, tell Sunny Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Beautiful, Clark.
Oh, talk about pissing your money away. Oh, I hope you kids see what a silly waste of resources this was.
Every time I see Christmas Vacation, it always comes as a new surprise to me that Dora Smith is playing, you know, the mother-in-law or whatever. It just, you know, it cracks me up. So, but she is the perfect person to play that role, right? 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am. Right. Hold on. My computer's locking up on me. All right. There we go. Firefighters continuing to deal with that wildfire in Southern California that's destroyed homes and sent thousands of people out of their residences. The Franklin Fire That broke out in Malibu on Monday night. It quickly grew into a 3,000-acre fire as of Tuesday, and it's affected some celebrities as well. Dick Van Dyke, Mark Hamill, and Cher are all among the celebrities that homes may be impacted by this.
All right, very good. By the way, there's supposed to be some work being done on Berry Hill Road starting tomorrow and during the day, so be aware that some sections of that may be reduced to one lane.